37-year-old James Yee is a graduate of West Point. He was sent to Guantanamo in 2002 to provide religious counseling to prisoners being held there as enemy combatants. In September of 2003, on his way home to visit his family, he was arrested and held in solitary confinement for more than 2 months. He was charged with espionage and threatened with the death penalty. He's convinced he was arrested because he began complaining about what he considered to be religious harassment interrogators were using in questioning Muslim detainees.
The fact that I was sent down to Guantanamo to be an advocate for fundamental American values like diversity, tolerance, and religious freedom, and as being an advocate for humane treatment of prisoners, that made me a suspect. That put me in the crossfire.
The Army never produced any evidence against Yee, and last year the charges were dropped and his record was wiped clean. He's since left the Army and is touring the country promoting a new book, For God and Country, Patriotism and Faith Under Fire. It describes the stark conditions at Guantanamo that have led to mass hunger strikes by prisoners there, and the harassment his family faced while he was in prison. In his talk at the Islamic Center tomorrow night, he says he'll share what that experience taught him.
I've realized that what happened to me and the other Muslims that are serving within the military, that yes, there still is a long way to go in terms of promoting an atmosphere that allows for religious freedom, true diversity, and tolerance.
Yee lives in Olympia, Washington now, where he's pursuing a graduate degree in international relations. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.